Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Tuesdays with Elliot going on.
Now, this is Elliot music right here.
I was about to say, I know this old song.
Give us the hand spin. The dancing hand. There it is.
Oh, no. Come on, dude. You guys acting like I'm not a good dancer is insane to me.
You dance like a middle-aged woman.
No.
Yes,
no,
you do.
No, you put
your hand in the air, so you call it dancing. You do. I see it.
You're a wooer.
Mike and Jack stayed out after everyone in New Orleans.
That's true.
Ike will tell you.
It's true. You look good.
Thank you.
You did, man.
No, I know you won't say no, but it is the truth.
You did look good, man.
It's not that you don't look good. I think it's funny that you know you've reached your element when you get the hand twirl going.
It's how I show my rhythm.
See, I'm going to tell you what it was. Jack couldn't appreciate your aura and your
Jack
swag. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I was controlling that dance floor.
Well, Jack probably has no rhythm whatsoever.
Apparently taking videos and pictures.
I was.
Yeah.
Well, blackmail, of course.
Yeah, right. Don't ever tweet those, but I can only imagine they'll end up on the afternoon show.
They will.
Yeah, I know.
They will. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Who won the debate about Joel Embiid, Ike or Giglio? Now, the debate was, should the Sixers trade Joel Embiid? The rules are you don't get anything back for him. You just rid yourself of Joel Embiid.
Which pretty much says what the actual truth to the answer is.
Well, the truth to the answer might be that you have to give something up.
I know.
Yeah. Who won the debate? 68.3% say Ike.
Hey!
Actually, that's a good showing for Giglio.
I think so as well. Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't sure how that was going
to
go.
Yeah. I think. Yeah, we don't need to talk about it. We have plenty of time to talk about that. But
unfortunately.
I want to get to it's debate days.
Yeah.
So I want to get to Elliot's greatest hits. And as I'm going through, we picked out some of your opinions that have not just made the listeners most mad, but us on the show. So I want to find out if you are still where you have been on all of these debates.
I can't imagine I've changed my mind.
Now, you look like you're not happy with this. Are you not happy?
No, I'm excited to do
that. Okay.
Yeah, you sound thrilled.
Okay. The number one, I think this is the one that people bring up the most to me, is that you think that professional athletes should be able to gamble on themselves and their own games.
Yes.
And do you still believe that?
I do still believe that. Okay. And again, I can recognize I'm ahead of my time with this.
And
in like 10 or 15 years, it'll be casual. Like no one will really talk
about
it.
That.
There's no chance that'll ever happen.
I disagree.
There's no chance.
What's the downside? Honestly, like you think a player making $7 million a year is going to risk his entire career off of throwing a game?
Sure. Well, how about not a player making $7 million a year? How about a player making $1 million a year?
How about
a player making $1.5 million
a
year?
I don't think a player is going to throw his career off of throwing a game.
Well, they already have, right? Pete Rose is banned for the rest of his life.
But did he throw games?
But that's not what you said.
No, that's exactly what I said.
No.
You said throw games.
No, again, you said they should be able to bet on themselves.
Correct.
It's very difficult to prove that somebody threw a game. So all you can do is look at their performance and decide. But here's the issue. The issue is the only thing that matters in sports, the only thing, because if this doesn't matter, then nothing else matters, is the integrity of whether the outcome is the outcome.
Right.
Is whether, and the minute that people even imagine that the outcome is not true to only the competition between the two teams, not only does the sport fall apart, but the gambling falls apart. So here is the biggest issue with what you're saying. The gambling companies don't want the players to be able to do it, because the gambling companies, to be able to make the money that they can make, people need to believe that they are betting on something real. And as soon as they think, even if they believe that a player might be going for a rebound or not going for a rebound or scoring a point or not scoring a point because they're because of gambling, it's over.
So I don't believe players will, because only instance that matters is if a player bets his under on points, right? Let's say
no,
Well, if the bets is over, how is that going to impact
Well, because let's say...
Well, he can start shooting them all too damn much.
Let's say Eric Gordon has made probably $200 million in his career, but Eric Gordon is not a prime player anymore. And if Eric Gordon not just bet on himself, but like knew that other people bet on him as well, which it opens it up to, that he's going to score more than 8.5, and he's at 7, and he shoots a shot that he wouldn't normally be shooting, then the over is also an issue.
And let's say it comes out that Aaron Gordon intentionally did that. Teams would no longer employ him.
It'll never come out. Because you there's no way to prove why a player...
for all we know.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying, so if...
Okay, listen, find out whether or not if something looks
right.
Odd.
And if it comes out that someone did it, then the team can decide.
But
if they
why
still
even introduce that? What is the benefit?
Because what's like? I feel like you're talking about sports fans almost as if they're like children. Like yes, if there is gambling involved, some people could be like, well, it's not authentic. I don't think that's the case.
People
like,
talk about the games not being authentic now.
Why shouldn't Jalen Hurts be able to bet $1 million that he'll win the Super Bowl?
But use
that example. Tell me why he can't.
Because
do that.
If Jalen Hurts has anything other than his, because then he might make wrong decision.
What if a player is allowed to bet on his team's money line?
No.
So what? Why? What's the problem with that?
Well, first of all, are you backing off of the props now?
No. I'm just trying to slowly get you to where the future is going. Like
the future's not going this way.
Let's say Jalen steps off the field in New Orleans and goes, and by the way, I bet $1 million I would win it. People would be like, oh, look at that. Look how much he believed, blah, 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 right? So why does it matter if a team or Jalen profits off of him being good at his job and winning?
Because you're not just saying that. You're saying they should be able to bet on, should he be able to bet against himself?
I wouldn't have a problem with it. I understand that like that would not go over well publicly, but let's say he did and the Eagles found out. They could decide not to employ him. So you acknowledge that in certain
How are they going to find
on,
out?
Hold on. Would you be okay with Jalen betting himself to win the Super Bowl? Yes
how,
or no?
Wouldn't it,
hold on.
Just, I'm just, not okay with any player gambling
so
on their
okay.
own games.
You would not be okay
no.
with it. Why?
No fan would, Elliot.
Because it questions the integrity of what they're doing and why
they're
doing it.
Their motives are other things besides just going out. Hold on.
Yeah,
so for a fan, because I don't think most fans will be okay with this. I'm almost certain 99% of fans would not be okay with this. Let's say there's 1% of fans out there like you that wouldn't have a problem with this. Most fans would not be happy about that. As a fan of any sport, I don't want to hear that the players are betting on the game.
Well, think about also, one of the things, the problems with boxing is that people don't, they guess about the results. Like, they don't know if it's real or not real. Mm-hmm. And that is one where you can, right? Floyd Mayweather can bet on himself.
Now, boxing, you can actually bet on yourself.
Like, I think it adds to the questionable, like, outcomes
but
of boxing.
I also just think you guys, or people against it, are making a rule off of what will likely be a small percentage, right?
But even a small percentage is a problem.
But I'm saying, as a society, we don't normally
What
make
would
rules.
Be a small percentage?
Like, what percentage of players do you think would gamble in a way that impacted the game in a negative
Forget
way?
Forget about the player, the fan. The fan, Elliot. This is how the sports. This is how we become who we are, and talking about sports and playing sports because it's the interest of the fans and what they have in it. So if the fan would not be in favor of players betting on games, betting on themselves, then it's null and void because that's what it's ultimately about. It's about whether or not the people who purchase the product, whether it's through viewership or through tickets, if they believe what they're seeing out there is on an up and up.
Right, and that's why I acknowledge this is ahead of its time. It is a public thing right now. But I'm saying like we
should their private gambling apps be made public?
Should what?
So right now, if I bet on something on a gambling app, the only person that knows is me and the company.
Right.
So if I'm employed, I just want to find out. You say if the team finds out. So if I'm employed by the Philadelphia Eagles and I have a gambling app and I bet on myself, does the team know? Because right now, that company doesn't need to share that information with anybody.
That's a good question. I'd have to think about how to do that.
All right. 215. We'll get to Elliot's next. I don't want to just do this one.
I don't want to take,
215-592-9494. Never gambling when you're going to National Appliance Warehouse, right, Jack? That's a sure win.
Yeah, listen, you walk in there, you know you're going to exit a winner.
Come on.
Listen, and Spike, you and I, we always talk about how you're going to get a great price, right?
Yes.
So price short, that's a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. It finds a lower price elsewhere.
Yes.
You know that. Also, Delaware helps, right?
Lower price there, no sales tax.
So go to their showrooms in Wilmington and Middletown. But on top of that, Spike, the Memorial Day mega sale is underway right now.
So you're saying the best prices may be even lower than best.
That's right. That's a National Appliance Warehouse difference.
And Jack, I'm into price. Price is great. But also I want to be treated like great. I don't want to be pressured. I don't want to be, you know, I want to know that person just wants to see me happy. And that's also part of the National Appliance Warehouse.
They're
difference.
The good family, right? So yesterday you brought up how I always say that they treat you like family. And so, well, sometimes family can fight. Not at National Appliance Warehouse.
No.
Everyone gets along at National Appliance Warehouse. They're knowledgeable, smart, there to take care of you. And Spike, I know you're not a huge, you know, grilling guy.
No, I'm not.
I know you put your little vegetable kebabs probably.
Yeah, I'm not a big griller. We talked about that with my mom. She was like, why don't you get a grill? I was like, Mom, what am I going to grill?
I think turning on a grill is hard.
Stop. Give us 2 seconds. Let us finish the... All right.
Turning on a grill.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
It's why, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say lighting a grill.
No, yeah. I know. Yeah, getting it to heat up.
Yeah.
No, Jack just said
it's
it.
It's just a button.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not risking my life.
It's risking your life. It's the same gas that's in your stove in the house. Anyway.
Don't worry. They also have tons of grills for you at National Appliance Warehouse. So not only are you going to get the right appliance, over 100 brands from sub-zero to budget, but also it's grilling season. Weather's warming up. You want to be outside. Go down to National Appliance Warehouse today and get a grill. And on top of everything else, they do installation, delivery, and a whole lot more. So visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
All right. On debate days going now to next. Elliot's next one.
Yeah, let's move on again.
Yeah, now to grills.
Yeah. Well, no, look, maybe you're thinking about a grill that you have when you're on a hike or something that you have in your backpack or something. The ones that you buy like at National Appliance Warehouse, as far as turning it on, you're opening the gas, just the turning that down.
Are you putting a propane tank there?
Well, the propane tank is already there.
Yeah, see, I'm good with that. I don't want to change it.
Because all you have to do is turn it on and press the light button, just like your...
I hope you guys all have fun doing that.
Just like your...
You won't catch me doing that.
Okay.
Yeah, tell you that one.
Okay.
Blow up in my backyard.
I don't use a gas grill, so...
See, yes. a non-gas grill, I can be convinced.
Yes.
I'll use charcoal?
Yes.
Oh, like a real grill.
Yes.
Meant like one with like a plug, like a George
Foreman. Nah, we know. That's why I said
when
you said turn on the grill.
I'd be into
a plug?
Like I'm saying, if there is no... If there is not
you don't plug them in.
If there is not a... I know. That's why I don't like to use them. I'm saying grills that involve a plug, I am more likely to use.
Yes.
In fact, it's the only ones I'll use.
But that's not what he's not saying.
I know,
he's using.
I misunderstood. Okay. Yeah.
He's not saying he's using electricity.
I forgot about charcoal.
Okay.
Halfway through, I was like, okay, I get it. And then he said charcoal. And I was like, nah, okay, never mind.
All right.
Certainly won't catch me buying a bag of charcoal and matches. And
now the next.
I'll just order it.
The next Elliot take. And by the way, we're going to do these all again during Elliot week in August.
Oh, man.
You're not willing to back off your players should be able to gamble on themselves. Are you willing to back off of Mike Schmidt not on the Phillies,
yes,
not Rushmore?
I will back off. Whoa! I will back off that one, okay? If it makes everyone so happy, Mike Schmidt can be on my personal Mount Rushmore. I'll take off Steve Carlton.
Why are you taking off Steve Carlton?
So I have the big three and then Schmidt. Is that good enough? Who do you want off?
Just take off one of the... Do you have Hamels on there?
Why can't you have Carlton and Schmidt on there?
Because I don't think I can pick between the three big three of 08. Ryan Howard, Chase Utley, and Jimmy Rollins.
All right.
And then I put a pitcher, but people were so mad about that. I'll put Schmidt.
Okay.
He can be on my Mount Rushmore.
I can't believe you're taking off Carlton.
Right, yeah.
You didn't seem to fight too hard for him to stay on when I said it.
I thought it was kind of an automatic.
Yeah, I did. I thought you were taking off one of the three players that were on one team.
I will never back down from taking the three guys from 08.
Okay, I have to listen.
Yeah, I have to tell you.
It's whatever, it's half a win. Half
a win. I said Schmidt could be on.
What do you think, Jack? Do you think the famous one or his tweet that probably got more traction than any tweet Elliott's ever had?
I think the tweet that... Okay. The second one.
It's okay. Von Lay.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No, this is...
We'll let you go with that one.
Yeah. This is August 16th, 2020.
Wow.
Elliott. This is during COVID.
Oh, I know what this
August.
Is.
Yeah. What is this?
I could maybe score a touchdown.
Yeah.
I could luck into a home run. I could probably get 2 points in an NBA game, but I could play hundreds of games of hockey and never, ever score a goal. It looks impossible. Do you actually still believe that you could luck into a home run?
Yes, because the key word people don't get here is luck. I'm not saying that I could do it off of skill. I'm saying if you gave me 1,000 or 10,000 pitchers or whatever off of a pro pitcher, he would throw it so hard that if I connected correctly...
You will never connect.
I don't think... Well, I definitely will connect. It's just a matter of whether or not...
On somebody throwing 95 miles an hour?
Yeah, connect, of course. If I swung 1,000 times at a 95-mile-per-hour fastball, you don't think I'm going to touch it one time?
Are you crazy?
I hit like 88 in the batting cages. And I'm not... I know that's different, but I mean, let's not act like it was 30.
If I can line up a pitcher who throws 95, are you willing to take swings?
Well, he has to promise not to hit me intentionally.
Yes, as long as he doesn't hit me.
When this tweet went viral, there was quite a few in the Phillies minor league system that were not thrilled with it.
You could luck into a home run. Just out of curiosity, how many at-bats do you think that would take?
At least 1,000.
Only 1,000 at-bats?
At least.
That's it.
Like,
yep.
But probably more.
So you know there are pro players that could sometimes get 1,000 at-bats and
but
not even hit a home run.
Would you agree they're capable of doing it?
Like how many home runs did Juan Pierre hit?
Or what was it, Ben, the outfielder?
Ben Revere.
Revere,
right, yeah. Like, but we would all agree he's capable. He just didn't. He got bad luck.
I did hit a home run.
Yeah.
Ike well, but it. Ike is much bigger and stronger than
And it was an inside the park home run.
No! That was the second
Wait, in a game or
I
like
hit
a
one,
Phillies
I hit,
pal thing?
Hold on. Because you wrote that out there like you had something. You wrote that out there like you had something. No. I took Ricky Bowe. I took Ricky Bowe over the fence.
At Citizens Bank?
Spring down and know it.
I mean, like at a...
Yeah. Right at the
Bright House. I don't know.
Yeah, Bright House, whatever it was called back then.
Phillies,
Baycare Ballpark.
Baycare
Ballpark.
Yes.
Yeah, Baycare
Ballpark.
See,
yes,
Baycare Ballpark. I think this only validates my opinion.
Okay. Next one. And Elliott, do you believe this to be true right now? The Queen is the most famous person in the world.
Oh, God.
I do.
No.
Like,
you believe
again,
that?
She was alive for like 85 years as Queen. People in the world, like all over the world, knew who she was for the
No, they didn't.
I think a large.
So right now?
Yes, I still think the Queen is the... Like, I think if you showed the picture of a Queen to everyone in the world, more people would recognize her than probably anybody else.
Queen versus the President.
I think the Queen.
The Queen versus... Can I tell you? I would take Taylor Swift over...
No.
Right.
I would.
Yes, yes.
I would. I would. Okay, this is part of the world, right? Like, so if you... Let's take Philadelphia. If I were to send Buzz out tomorrow,
right,
with a picture of the Queen and the picture of Taylor Swift.
Buzz is listening like, Elliott, just give in.
I don't have to do this.
Yeah. How many, do you think more people in Philadelphia, if we asked 1,000 Philadelphians.
Did the Queen have the crown on?
Wait, why does she need a crown on?
Sure.
Then you can tell she's the Queen.
But you can't just say the Queen.
But she is the Queen. That's my point. Like, she is known as the Queen because she was the Queen for like 90 years or whatever.
But giving somebody a crown.
How many times does she wear a damn crown?
Quite a bit.
How about?
I don't really remember seeing her.
But here's the thing, Elliott.
Often.
You could take a completely different person and put a crown on
them, exactly.
And they're going to say, "Oh, a queen."
I don't know.
No, he's
about
right, because the crown is what is the symbol.
But my point is, everybody knows the Queen. Like when people,
we don't know the Queen.
I think more people know the Queen than Taylor Swift.
I don't agree.
Boo.
Even in Philadelphia,
I mean.
In Philadelphia, in New York City, in Chicago, in Los Angeles, in San Francisco.
Maybe in London.
If you put
maybe over there, sure.
Over the entire world, people have known who the Queen is for a longer time. Now, if we did this outside.
You think people in China know the Queen over Taylor Swift?
I think more people in China know the Queen than Taylor Swift.
I think you're crazy, actually.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you think I'm crazy, but it's my belief. Again, I also would say part of what I was probably saying is more people have known the Queen, like in her lifetime, than no Taylor Swift. Because the Queen was one of the most important people in the world.
Really? What'd she do?
She was a queen. I don't know what her job was. She walked around and saw people and shook hands and flew places.
And last one. We only have 1 minute for this. Now, you were given a talking to and a look from Meryl Reese. from, I forget who we had on the phone. You do not believe that Reggie White is on the Eagles' Mount Rushmore.
Oh, God. Oh, well, no, I definitely don't believe he's on there. He's just, look, he's a great player, and he might be the best player in franchise history. He legit might be. But he's not an Eagle. He is a Packer.
What?
He's a Packer. Well, Reggie White, we're talking about.
Let me ask you this. What do you think the Eagles think?
I think they would love to claim him as an Eagle.
Love to claim him. He is an Eagle.
I think if we want to talk about publicly, if you put a picture of Reggie White out on, let's say, outside the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, and you asked every fan going in, who did Reggie White play for? I think more people would say Packers.
No, I actually disagree.
It obviously depends on your age group. But no, but there are older people that remember Reggie playing for the Eagles.
I know, but Reggie's biggest moment winning the Super Bowl was with the Packers.
But Randall Cunningham's biggest moments were not with the Eagles. They were with the Minnesota Vikings.
I think Randall's probably an Eagle. You could convince me he is more remembered as a Viking. I don't believe that, but like I wouldn't bat it back like aggressively.
You know what? I
mean, his year with the Vikings.
I'm just doing this off the top of my head. Sure, it was the crowning moment. Was that Super Bowl about Reggie White?
It wasn't about Reggie.
So only reason why I say that is that I understand that's the crowning moment of his career. He won the championship. But Reggie had so many other great moments that those are also embedded in people's brain, right?
I think from
a player. 21 sacks in 12 games.
Right. I think people think of Reggie playing better football with the Eagles, but I think because, first of all, I think Reggie might best be known for leaving in free agency and the impact he
had.
Right? So, I think his move to the Packers might be what he is best known for.
You might be right there, yeah.
All right. Great job, Elway.
That's fair. That's a fair one.
Took me a few hours. I found out.
But he's on the Mount Rushmore.
He's not on my Mount Rushmore. All right. He's a great player.
We'll
tell you that much.
We'll do this again on Friday. Because it'll still be debate days on Friday.
Yes.
You can get the Go Birds podcast wherever you get your podcast. We will have one today about the Nick Sirianni press conference
course,
or something.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yep. Oh, man.
Be in your feed tomorrow morning.
Did you find out how much money we got?
He got grilled by McClain.
It is weird they won't say how many years. Because they did say when Doug signed. When Doug signed his extension in 2018. Yeah, they said.
Somebody's got to find out. I'm putting in
now,
all
Doug
you
won
insiders.
Won the Super Bowl with 3 years left on his deal.
Yes, because he wanted his second
year.
Yeah. So there's a
Nick
difference.
Nick wanted with 1 year with left 1 year on his left. Deal.
Yeah. I get not saying how much he makes.
I don't.
One of you.
Well, the player. But the player's information's out
that
there.
But that 15
so.
Is 15 to 20.
Yeah, I would guess he's making double what he did before, and he was so making
that's 15,
seven. Yeah,
at least
Elliot,
15.
Elliot, go get that info inside of here. All right, this is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.